Oh, there you are. I thought I would find you here.
Well, duh. You're like always in the library. I just figured it was your favorite place to study or read or whatever you do here. You do have a bit of a habit of coming here all the time after classes. Mind if I have a seat right here? Thanks. Well, I wanted to stop by and see if you had a minute. I just wanted to talk to you a little bit. Oh, yay. Yeah, I'm done with my classes for the day, too. Okay, so first off, I aced my chemistry exam. Oh, sorry. I'll be quieter. I was just excited about it. I know, right? It was super difficult. But after you helped me study so much for it, I actually felt like I knew what I was doing. Yeah. I can't thank you enough for helping me out with it. Seriously, I don't know what I would have done without you. I mean it. Chemistry's never been my strong suit, but you really helped me understand it so much better. I just had to come by and tell you thanks for all that help. You are an absolute lifesaver. I also wanted to do something special for you. What was I thinking? Oh, maybe something a little spicy. Oh, did my foot just touch your crotch? You're so cute when you get all flustered like that. Just like that time we were studying and I brushed my chest against your arm. Oh, look at you. So shy. I know you find me very attractive. I remember the look on your face when I asked if you could help me study. It was cute hearing you stutter when you said yes. And then just feeling that nervous tension from you when we were in that study room all alone. I kept moving a little bit closer to you, and you kept tripping over your words a little bit more every single time. That's when I noticed something very interesting. I saw just how much you kept looking at my feet. Oh yeah, I noticed. The way you kept trying to catch a glimpse of them. Then, how you tried to hide the boner you popped. You are quite obvious, by the way. Just thought you should know that. No. You don't need to apologize. You don't need to do anything other than let me give you a treat for helping me out. Well, I'm sure you noticed that my foot's still rubbing against your pants, right where that dick of yours is. And I think someone's starting to get a little hard for me. Don't be nervous. All you have to do is get even harder. Let me play with you. You heard me. Get that dick of yours harder for me and pull it out of your pants. I can be very discreet. Can you, though? Oh, there we go. Wow. I can already hear your breathing getting heavier, with my feet just rubbing against your cock as it starts to throb. If this is too much for you, I can leave. I want to make sure you're okay with it. Yeah? I can definitely do that. Good boy. Now just try to stay quiet and
I'll take it from here.
I always knew you were a pervert. All it takes is a pretty girl brushing her feet against you for you to get so hard.
I didn't even have to force you to do anything. You just took your dick out with no hesitation.
Right here in the library, too.
Such a quiet, calming place.
Lots of people studying.
But not here.
You like to come to the fourth floor to study, don't you?
And there's not many people around.
I'm sure no one will notice. And this little cubicle you're sitting in?
The way it's blocked off from the rest of the library?
It's just so perfect for a quiet little foot job, huh?
I even painted my toenails last night.
Why don't you take a look?
I know you're trying to stop yourself from staring.
Go on.
Do you like purple?
There you go. Look at that cock getting even harder for me.
Don't look down too much, though. Someone might get a little suspicious of us.
Just try to pretend you're reading your book right now, while my feet stroke your cock under the table.
Oh, there you go. Just open up to a page and listen to my voice.
Oh, just feel my toes as they trace along the details of your cock. The head and the veins all down your shaft.
Why don't you drop a little bit of spit down there? I wouldn't want to rub you completely dry.
Oh, there we go. Good boy. Now let me rub it in all over. Oh, fuck. The way your dick flexes is so hot. Just feeling it with my feet is getting me so turned on.
Maybe we can make this a regular thing.
That is, if you would like it.
Good boy. I figured. Now you better try to keep those moans quiet. Who knows what kind of trouble we could get into.
We certainly don't want to get expelled from the university.
Oh, fuck. I don't know about you, but the whole danger of the situation is really fucking hot. Putting you into such a compromising position, being in control of you, I really love it. God, and the way you're just throbbing for me, even when I talk about how we shouldn't be doing this.
You fucking pervert.
Well, I guess we're both the pervs in this situation.
I have to admit, I've never given someone a foot job before, but I think I like this feeling.
Oh, yeah, just using my pretty feet to feel up your cock, gently rubbing along the shaft. Even using just my toe to rub the head.
Oh, is that pre-cum I can feel?
Fuck. I want to rub it all over the head of your dick with just my toe.
Yeah, just like that.
Get you all messy for me. It's a good thing my feet are so sensitive. So I can really feel you while doing this.
Oh, fuck. Guess I need to work on being quiet, too. I almost gave us away. Now, how close are you to coming? Oh, really? That close? Well, you can't come just yet. Not until I tell you that you can. Mm-hmm. I want to be the one in charge of your orgasm. And I want to tell you where to come, too. Yes, you are going to paint my toes with your cum. Got it? Good boy. You better not miss, or you're going to make a mess all over the place. Yeah. Let me stroke you a little bit faster now. Oh, I know. I can feel how turned on you are. Now, are you ready to come for me? Look into my eyes while you do it. Yeah, we're just talking, just having a conversation. No one knows what's going on under the table here. And we can't be seen from the left, at least. Good. That's it. Now come. Yeah, give me that load. Oh, get that cum all over my toes. There you go. Good boy. Fuck yes. Shoot it all out for me. Fuck, there it is. Oh, what a nice cum shot. You just covered my toes in it. Good job on keeping your voice down, too. I saw you pull that book closer to your face, like you were trying to bury your moans in it. No one will ever know a thing. Now, I hope that was a proper thank you for helping me study. But if you want, I might need some help with my history exam coming up. Well, you don't have to, but I would love to do this. Or maybe even more naughty things with you. Yay! It's a date, then. I'll go ahead and leave you to finish your book, since you already finished on me. Of course, I'm just going to walk right out of here with your cum on my feet. It might make these sandals a little sticky, but I think it's worth it. Let's just hope no one notices. Or else I won't be able to explain myself. Well, I'll see you later tonight, babe. I hope you come prepared, cutie.